Okay, thanks for being here tonight. Congratulations to Michael Phelps. Is that 21?
22.
22? Is there any more? Are we still counting?
Yeah.
He's got one later? All right. We're still counting. So congratulations to our guy. Also, I just want to start off with quoting O.J. Bergantz, what he said in the locker room through his device. He said, winning is always good. So I'll agree with that, and that's what we said to the team. It's always good to win. And we want to do a lot more of that this year. So I was proud of the guys for that. A couple of notes. We won despite three turnovers. That's got to be cleaned up. And that's a big emphasis for us. We had the pass bounce off a guy's chest. We had a muffed punt, and we had a strip in the pocket. And those are the things that can't happen. We will continue to make sure that those things do not happen in the future. If they don't happen, then it's not even quite as close of a game. But I thought the guys played really hard. Running game showed up, especially early in the game. We had a lot of completions. I thought Mallett completed a lot of balls, which was good to see. And just generally really good effort. So what do you got?
John, can you just talk about the decision not to go with Joe tonight and what you thought about Ryan tonight?
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing to say about not going with Joe. So it's just didn't feel like there was any reason to go with Joe tonight. In the big picture, I don't think that's hard to understand. Makes sense, I think. So he'll go maybe next week, or maybe he'll go the third game. So we haven't decided that yet. And when Joe didn't go, there's not a lot of reason to play some of those other guys. So I thought Ryan did a very good job. I thought he played well, probably better than he has in practice in some ways. You know, although the last week he's really picked it up in practice, so it was good to see. I thought Josh Johnson came in and played well. Made a bunch of plays, had a couple scoring drives, completed passes. He'll want two back. He'll want that fumble back, and he'll want that, I think it was a third down throw over the middle late in the game to a Kalen back. But I thought he played really well also.
John, I know it's only one game, but do you feel you got a good look at how much deeper you seem to be?
Sure, yeah. I think if you're comparing it to last year, which I really don't want to do because I forgot about that already. I think we saw the kind of football team that we can be and that we're trying to be. And the football team that we can be is a football team we're trying to be. That means a physical football team that can run the ball and run to the ball and play really hard, play sound in the back end, get to the quarterback. Those are the things that complete passes on a regular basis. We can be a winning football team. We just got to build on what we did tonight.
John, you talked about getting to the quarterback. Za'Darius Smith got the strip sack, but to me, Chris Carter threw his lot in there pretty strongly tonight.
Yeah, Chris has done that. You know, he was a really good special teams for us, and the rest of the passer even a little bit at the end of last year when he came here. So Chris has been nothing but business. I mean, from the first day he came here in the offseason program, even last year, this guy is nothing but business. He's very determined, and he's making a push.
The running game looked pretty good tonight. You've got to be satisfied with that, I would think, or at least encouraged.
Right, I thought the running game. The only thing I'm disappointed about the running game was at the end. You know, in the four-minute first down, you know, we got to get more than minus two. You know, you got to get in there popping in 5, 6, 7, 8 yards somehow. You just got to find a way to do that. But I thought our backs played well. You know, our offensive line played well, obviously. But our backs were dynamic. You got Terrence Weston here. He was dynamic, made some runs, made a really good run early, made three or four guys miss, created some yards on his own. All the backs that played well. Stephen Houston, who's been here a week, you know, he comes in at the end of the game and has a big run around the right end. So you're right, they played well.
John, you talked about seeing the young guys tonight. Obviously, Judon played really well. Dixon running the ball. How important is that just to get a look from the first night out?
Right, it is so important to see those guys play in games. You know, I don't think you ever really know. I was just the last couple of days waiting for this game to get here. You know, I'm just like, you know, how are they going to play? How are they going to look in a game against another team? You know, you just don't know until you see something happen. Now we've got this game behind us. We can watch the tape and have a sense of, okay, this is kind of our beginning. You know, this is where we start. And some of these young guys, you know, we drafted them for a reason, and I think they showed up tonight. But they've got to keep getting better, you know, and if they're going to win games, you know, in the National Football League against top-flight guys, they've got to take it to another level. But it's a good place to start making plays in your first preseason game.
John, were you okay with how the team got out of it injury-wise?
Yeah, we look fine. I'm sure there's bumps and bruises, but it doesn't appear that there's anything serious.
Ronnie Stanley, how encouraged are you that you not only started the game after the injury last weekend, but looked to block pretty well on his limited edge?
Right, yeah. You know, it seemed like he did okay. Again, I'll have to watch the tape to see. But the fact that he said it all along he was going to play, but you know, I asked him, before the game, "Are you going?" He looked at me like, "Are you crazy?" "Yeah, of course I'm going." So, that's a good sign for him as well. All set?
Anything you're looking for next week that you didn't see tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the mistakes. You know, we don't want to have the turnovers. You know, we didn't give up big plays on defense. That was a really good thing. That's a plus. That's a start. I thought our secondary played good leverage, good discipline. You know, a couple of those flags out there, you know, I got to see them. I'm not going to tell our guys to put their hands up, you know, on defense. We're gonna play defense out there, and if they're going to call that ticky-tack one at the end of the half, and we just got to ignore that. We didn't have pre-snap penalties. You know, that was really good on offense. I did see bad penalties. That was really important. That's been a point of emphasis, so we've got to build on that. We can't have that. And our cadence is going to get more complex than it was tonight, so we've got to keep building on that. And the turnovers. The turnovers are something that we have to eliminate 100%. I think pretty good. You know, the first kick, we got two young fives in there, and they don't squeeze. The first three kicks, really, they didn't squeeze and get in front of the ball like they need to. One thing about us is, in preseason, you've watched us, we always kick off and we always bring the ball out in preseason because we need to practice. These young guys need to work on kickoff and kickoff return. So you're going to have some plays go against you, but that's how you teach, and that's how you find out who can play. So I didn't like the kickoff coverage with the young guys early, but then Jerry got to them, got a couple things corrected, and we started covering kicks a lot better. Obviously, on the punt return side, you know, you got to catch it. And we have to find a punt returner that can catch the ball. And that's I think we knew that. And Kalen Clay can catch the ball. I mean, he's proven that in games. So I was really surprised by that one. Keenan's learning. You know, Keenan's a work in progress. I think he'll learn fast. You know, we're not going to give up on him. So just keep working with him. It's his first time under the lights. Guys are buzzing all around him. But, you know, it's a catch he needs to make. And obviously our specialist played well. I mean, I thought Will Lutz, I know he can make that kick. He's made it in practice probably, I'd say, 80% of the time plus, 50 plus. So I think he got a little nervous. You know, next time he'll come back and he'll nail that kick. Okay? Thanks.